Mike, did you eat breakfast today?
I had a Kind bar.
A Kind bar?
Yeah. I usually go for like an egg wrap, but times are tough. Lean times, so.
Michael Batnick is the director of research at Ritholtz Wealth Management, and we asked him to come in this morning to watch the stock market open with us.
We're close, right? It's 9:29.
Any minute now. So what
do we
got?
Wait. Okay, here we go.
Down 418, which is 1.8%, 1.9%.
The market fell Friday. It fell a lot yesterday. There was much hullabaloo.
Good afternoon. We're coming on the air now with news from Wall Street. Want to take to the floor of the stock exchange there.
You could see it in their faces. Anxious traders on Wall Street as the Dow Jones
closed down nearly 1,200 points.
The biggest one-day point drop in history.
And so we asked Michael, this is your business. So what are you thinking at a moment like this?
What I'm thinking is that this is how the stock market works, how it has always worked. This is normal market activity.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
I'm Cardiff Garcia, and this is The Indicator, Planet Money's quick take on the news.
Today, Mike says, it is not the last few days that have been weird. It is actually the last year that was weird.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from WordPress.com. On WordPress, you can create a website that helps your customers find you, remember you, and connect with you. Get 15% off your new website today at WordPress.com/indicator.
Dow check.
Oh, yeah, Dow check.
What do we got?
Down 69.
Now it seems to be rallying. It's going up again.
We're off the lows, as they say, on Wall Street.
Here's the thing Mike says was so weird about the stock market in 2017.
An amazing statistic from last year, and there were so many of them, was that stocks were within 3% of the all-time high for 202 straight days.
For 202 straight days, it was that close to its all-time high. That's amazing, right? I mean, has this ever happened before?
No, that is an all-time record.
In other words, last year the stock market just kept going up. And even when it went down, it wasn't by much. And people just got used to this. Until Friday, when the market started falling.
People respond much differently to fear than they do to greed. That's why the cliche is that stocks take the stairs up and the elevator down. Because buying panics are very rare. When everybody's like, oh no, get me in and get me in today. That doesn't often happen.
You don't get those phone calls.
No, it's the opposite. It's get me out and get me out right now. That's much more likely. So it's asymmetrical how people respond to a rising market and a falling market.
What was it again? They take the stairs and they...
The stairs up and the elevator down.
Another thing Mike says, now that the elevator has gone down a little bit, now that the market has fallen, that's actually good news for some people.
I'm fully invested in the stock market. I'm 32 years old. And as a 32-year-old, I pray for lower prices because I like to buy things when they're on sale.
So are you like buying right now?
I am buying like you probably are every 2 weeks in your 401k. And I would rather buy who wants to buy stocks every 2 weeks at all-time highs? Like, I would rather get a discount.
When stocks go down, you can buy more of them with the same amount of money. So if you're contributing to a 401k every 2 weeks, your money now goes a little further.
Dow check. The Dow is positive.
The Dow is now positive.
Is this the new Dow check?
Is this show going to be obsolete by 9:45? The other thing to keep in mind about the stock market, says Mike, is that although it gets a ton of attention, there are just a lot of people who are not directly affected by it. About half of Americans don't own any stock at all, and most of the stock market is owned by a tiny, very wealthy fraction of investors. The richest 5% of American households owns nearly 3/4 of the stock market.
So yeah, three things to keep in mind. Number one, 2017 was a really strange year for the stock market, much stranger than what's been happening in the last few days.
Number two, unless you're about to retire, it can be a good thing when stocks go down. They just got cheaper.
And third, most people aren't really directly affected by what happens in the stock market, especially not the short-term swings.
All right, 17 minutes after the market is open, let's do a quick
Dow check.
Where are we at?
Da, 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 da.
Will you eat a Kind bar for lunch if the Dow falls more?
If the Dow is
now up 0.2% is what I've got.
Up 70 points. Okay, I might get Chipotle for lunch. Things are looking that good.
So Kind bar for breakfast, Chipotle for lunch.
Side of guacamole, though?
We'll see.
One last thing, the Dow closed up today, 2.34%, and sure, what the hell, that's today's indicator.
If you are more of an S&P 500 person, that closed up 1.75%.
I'm more of an S&P 500 person myself.
It's very popular.
And finally, the data on stock ownership came from economist Ed Wolf.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from WordPress.com. With hundreds of beautiful designs, the ability to add a custom domain name, and features to make your business more visible online, get 15% off your new website today at WordPress.com/indicator.